I'm Sandy Brown Jensen, and welcome to Viz City.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going over to the University of Oregon campus here in Eugene, visiting the Museum of Natural and Cultural History. We're going to talk about two shows there. The first one is A Canopy of Briars, Visual Considerations on Reclaiming the Land by Susan Applegate, and a tribute, Shall We Dance? Photography by Brian Lanker. Let's start with the show about blackberries, Sandy. Tell us a little bit about what that one, what's going on there.
This is a thinking person's show. I think an artist who's working and an artist who's think will really appreciate this show. Susan Applegate has physically cleared her land of blackberries to set free from the, what she calls the ground of being, all the beautiful flowers and native plants that are underneath it. As she was physically tearing out blackberries using everything from loppers to shovel to
goats.
Goats and chemicals. She was doing this 26-item show where she uses oil on canvas, botanical illustrations. What else have I got? Watercolor, acrylic, digital.
Photography,
digital art, pop art, collage, references to Liechtenstein, to the Fauves, still lifes, Greek sculpture. See what I mean? It's really a thinking person.
It's a real melting pot.
Well, I would say it has depth and breadth.
Well, I'm slightly familiar with her work, and so I went in thinking that I was going to see these big landscapes with lots of colors, and almost symbolic is what I know her work as. Like, she can turn a tree into something that looks like calligraphy. It's wonderful. But I was a little surprised with this one. This style's a little bit different. The show seemed to be a little disjointed because of all of the types of work that she shows. It's not just a consistent thing. There's a scientific illustration, pointillistic, pen and ink.
Well, I hear what you're saying, but I wouldn't call that disjointed. I would say that she has a golden thread of an idea that she's pulling through all the way.
Right. The concept is fascinating about blackberries.
And her new, well, I wouldn't call it new, but she's experimenting with fauvism. Mm-hmm. She's also experimenting with decorative motifs. Blackberries just go down to a decorative motif, right, would be the word I'd use. She takes loppers and shovels and turns them into the elements of a warrior.
And there's even a tip of the hat to, was it Gauguin, wrestling with blackberries or?
Well, there's some just wonderful classical references to the Greek statue Laocoon, to Fauves paintings. Right. You know, if you go in with any kind of art history background, you just go crazy with pleasure.
There's all
but
kinds
also,
of things.
It's fun just to look at in and of itself.
So it's a really interesting concept. The execution, she's doing some experimentation, and the presentation is good. It's an interesting show.
Lots of humor in it as well, self-portraiture. I think there's lots to see.
Right. And then down the hall, her show is basically in a very long hallway. There's a room at the end of the hall that the photography by Brian Lanker is showing. And, of course, Brian Lanker died last month. And this is really a tribute to his last project, and it's called Shall We Dance? The spark was lit by a National Geographic project he had to document dance across the United States, and he discovered very quickly that there was more information than they could use, and so he turned this into a book. And these photographs, I know Brian's work, and these things just blow me away, the perfection, the quality, what he captures.
Brian Lanker is a Pulitzer Prize-winning photographer, and you can see why. He has the ability to tell a story. So if you go to see these photographs, look for the story inherent in each one. They look spontaneous, a lot of them, but they are very carefully composed. I especially have loved one of a Ziegfeld Follies girl. It was a poster, and in front of it is the actual woman. She's now 102 years old, beautifully made up with these fierce eagle eyes looking right into the camera. Right. The two images must be 60, 80 years apart.
Right. Yes, Brian is not just a point and shoot. He didn't just show up with his camera and sort of shoot what was there. He does the ultimate production. This is like a stage play where the lighting guy's there, the staging, the costumers, everybody's there. And the photograph is is highly structured, and the photograph itself is merely the documentation of all the work that went into it prior. It's a fantastic display and a tribute to a very talented man that we'll miss.
And yet he gets such tender expressions.
He does. It's a good one. The Brian Lanker Show runs through September 4th, and the Susan Applegate Show runs through October 23rd. Again, that is at the Museum of Natural and Cultural History on the U of O campus. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.